Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes. And this, I do believe, is the first, this is the first recording from the new office space. And yay, should have like an applause sound effect there or something like that. This is the new recording setup. I mean, it's not super duper new. I'm still using the same microphone and stuff like that. But I have a new, for the geeks out there, I got a new audio interface. It's a Personas Studio 68C. I have thoughts on that, actually. I should make an episode on audio gear, because as a blind guy, especially, you know, if you want to get really into the audio gear, it's you run into potential issues, especially when it comes to software. But I do digress. Anyway, yeah, this is the first recording from the new office space. We just moved, actually, last week. And this office still has some boxes around here. And you probably can't hear it because I've, you know, post-edited it, but there's a little bit of echo. It's not the most, I don't know, I mean, it's not the worst, but it's definitely not the most ideal for recording in yet. I need to put some, like, noise treatment up. Anyway, this is going to be a quick follow-up episode to our first audio games episode, and honestly, it's just going to be kind of a part one and a half, mainly just so that I can fill out the rest of this week. I don't want to rerun anything. And because I do want to actually address a question of feedback that we got a little over a week ago. A guy named Joseph from Talladega. Nice. Yeah, Talladega, Alabama called. He just recently had heard the episode on accessible gaming. That was the last episode Kelvin and I had recorded. And I actually brought up a really good point about console gaming that I honestly hadn't even considered. Usually when somebody asks me about audio games, the first thing that comes to mind are computer games. But game consoles have become more and more accessible, to the point that there are now games out there that are completely playable as a blind or low vision person. And honestly, yes, we should and will do an entire episode on console gaming. I do not have any game consoles myself, surprisingly. But what I can say is that both the Xbox and the PlayStation do have screen readers on them so that you can go through the menus. There are games such as Minecraft or Mortal Kombat that will allow you to read the menu screens out. They won't usually say anything during gameplay, though. And then there's even games like The Last of Us Part 2 that has like an entire sonar system, I believe, and a bunch of other stuff. I have not played The Last of Us Part 2. I know. It's sad. But alas, it is accessible, and I will do at some point when I get my hands on another Xbox a BLT bite, at least on how to enable the accessibility on the Xbox Series X or Xbox One, because it has narrator. But yeah, basically to answer your question very quickly and very sloppily, consoles are definitely accessible. Sadly, though, my favorite, the Nintendo Switch, is the only one that does not have a screen reader. Or I do believe it has a large text, and I think it has accessibility settings, but yeah, it does not have any sort of screen reader at all. And I, sadly, if you're totally blind, I would not consider it accessible. People out there have done it, though. They have played Nintendo Switch games, and they have hooked up their Nintendo Switch dock to
a video capture card basically on their computer so they can use like OCR and read the screen and I don't know, getting super technical. But computer games, like I said, this is a part one and a half, mainly because I'm only going to cover three games here just to kind of barely scratch the surface. But I actually do want to do a much more in-depth episode with somebody that actually is a programmer of some audio games. And hey, maybe even get some of my, my gamer friends around for like a fun little roundtable discussion in the future. But yeah, for now, what I've been trying to figure out is how to basically introduce audio games to somebody that might not have even, you know, picked up an audio game, or even, you know, the whole concept of an audio game to them is completely foreign. You know, somebody that might have just lost their vision and is just, you know, still learning how to use this computer with a screen reader or assistive software. Or, you know, even somebody that might not have never really gotten into audio games before, but, you know, has been wanting to for some time. You know, the toughest question to answer is, you know, where do I start when it comes to audio games? Because on the phone, you know, you've got a whole, you know, selection of audio games. It's pretty it's easy enough to make an episode talking about mobile games. But Lord, when you get to the computer, there are tons. And so what I wanted to try to do was at least get put down a couple of games that I figured would be good for beginners. I wanted to, you know, just one kind of fun online game and audio game. And then I did want to leave one more kind of I don't want to say advanced, but you got to go a little more in depth to play it. So yeah, let's go ahead and kick off the list actually with a game that I love to play with my friends, and I will leave links to these in the description of this podcast so you can grab them for yourself. But the first game is Quentin C's Playroom, and Quentin C's Playroom is effectively just an entire collection of card and board games. So you've got everything from poker, blackjack, Scopa, Uno, A Thousand Miles, Cards Against Humanity as well. Actually, I haven't tried it, but I do want, that's one of the games I've been wanting to play. But the cool part about Quentin C's Game Room is that you can play with bots or with your friends online, and there's a web client, so you can just basically go to the website and play, you know, on your phone or computer. And There is a Windows client that you can download, and I do like the Windows client because it adds like sounds and you can stream like background music on when you're playing with friends or whatever. But unfortunately, the client is only for Windows. So, you know, if you do want to play it on the web, on your Mac or your phone or whatever, that's the web client is going to be the way to do that. But it is free, and you can you have to create an account to play, of course. But I really enjoy it. It's good to get kind of started with, you know, with, I guess, audio games, quote unquote. And, you know, it doesn't have any like graphic audio where you're listening for things and trying to avoid obstacles or whatever, you know, just some casual card games. There are some demos on YouTube actually of playing some Quentin C's Game Room by the channel Gallagher123123 if you'd like to see some playthroughs of Quentin C and actually a whole bunch of other stuff. The next game I'd like to talk about is a little more in depth, and this is definitely something I consider an audio game because you are effectively, you do have to listen for stuff. This is one of those games that you really would have the best experience playing with headphones, and it is called, some of you might laugh, it's called Ball Bouncer. And Ball Bouncer is, once you get into it, it is an addicting audio game. So if you've ever heard of the game Breakout before, effectively what you're trying to do is bounce a ball up into the air, keep it in the air, and smash it into other objects. And I'll have to do like a BLT bite on this game because it's, I mean, I'm just explaining it isn't going to really cut it. But
The thing I do like about it is that it's available not only for Windows, but also for Linux, too. So if you have a Linux box, you can play this game. And it is also completely free. And it's one of those games, like I said, you know, it's a little difficult to get into at first because it's super fast-paced. And, you know, but once you get more of the upgrades and unlock some things, it becomes even more fun and addicting. And yeah, that one we will do a BLT bite on. And the last audio game that I wanted to talk about today is a little bit more advanced, but if you ever played any of the Super Mario games or Pokemon or any of that and have a little bit of nostalgia for those games, Crazy Party is effectively a combination of like Mario Party, Mario Kart, well, I don't know about Mario Kart, but Mario Party, a little bit of Pokemon, and a little bit of like Super Mario World. And basically what it is a whole giant game suite with mini games. You have this whole world system with a whole bunch of different worlds full of different little mini games, and you have a card system where you can do like Pokemon style battles. I mean, there's just a ton to it. And the reason I was saving this game for last is because it was actually, and we're going to get technical here, it was programmed in a programming language that was actually geared towards audio games and audio gamers. And that programming language is called BGT. And basically what that means is that because it was coded in a bit of a different language, if you install it on your computer and try to run it, your antivirus software will think, oh no, this is foreign, this is a virus, this shouldn't be here, and it will wipe it, and you will no longer be able to play Crazy Party. Thus, you will have to add it to you have to basically run it from a folder on your computer that is excluded from your antivirus software. And I can do a BLT byte on how to add exclusions if people like, but really, annoyingly, it's all kind of dependent on what antivirus software you use. I solely pretty much just use the Windows Security Suite. So I guess Windows Security. So, it depends on what you use. But either way, it does require a little bit extra setup. If you'd like to actually listen to a playthrough and actually listen to some more audio game playthroughs in general and get a taste of what these games are like, and also, you know, just have, you know, it, get it, be introduced to a whole bunch more really good quality audio games, there's a YouTube channel that I enjoy watching, an audio gamer named Liam Irvin. Definitely would recommend that you go check him out if you want to hear about more audio games and just kind of learn more about those. Because, like I said, it's a huge it's a huge world, and there are tons of quite a few different like communities out there, and you know it's difficult for me to try to explain to somebody that hasn't really, you know, touched an audio game before. It's kind of one of those, you know, you just got to sit down with the person and fire up something like fire up Ball Bouncer or Crazy Party. But yeah, one thing that isn't super duper difficult this week is going to be a good old sandwich of the week. So the new office is actually pretty close. I'd definitely say within walking distance of a Snarf's sandwiches. Dun dun dun. And that means that there probably are going to be a bunch of Snarf's sandwiches of the week until I have exhausted their menu. So my sandwich of the week this week is going to be a New York steak from Snarf's. Mainly because I love steak, and steak on a steak sandwich is honestly it's fantastic, and they always seem to just absolutely nail every single sandwich I've ordered from them. This one in particular, though, I mean, you get nice juicy chunks of steak, onions, hot peppers,
mustard, mayonnaise. I took the mayonnaise off because I don't like it. Cheese, pickles. It is just a fantastic sandwich. So, yeah, if you like steak, you like peppers, you like, you know, nice, thick, beefy, delicious sandwiches, the New York steak from Snarf's is definitely a good – it is definitely something that I would recommend. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. I'm sorry if I kind of disappointed anybody with the lackluster list of IO games. Like I said, I'm just trying to kind of introduce those who haven't, you know, even touched an audio game before to the concept. So, yeah, like I said, I will make some more in-depth BLT Bytes in the future reviewing some of these games. That'll be interesting too. Like, I've never actually done game reviews here on BLT, so that'll be fun. And we will actually have a more in-depth episode with, like I said, I'd like to see if I can get my friends to sit around their mics and, you know, hop on a Riverside, you know, we'll have a nice roundtable discussion and they'll share, you know, their thoughts. Cause actually a couple of my friends have made their own audio games. So yeah, we're just scratching the surface here. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. If you did enjoy this episode, or even if you didn't, or if you'd like me to tweak anything, or I guess to sum it up, if you have feedback for me or any of our other podcast hosts, please leave a voicemail at 720-712-8856 or send an email to feedback@aftersight.org. And if you leave a voicemail, there is a chance, if you'd like, that we will play it on the, well, on the podcast. I was going to say on air, but this isn't live, so. In any event, this has been another episode of Blind Level Tech. I have been your host, Evan Starnes. Be sure to stay tuned for more episodes like this one. And yeah, with that being said, I will catch you guys again next week.